page 118. Exercise B. Listen to summarize. Listen to the radio program. In your own words, summarize the characteristics of each of the four stages of culture shock.
You're listening to WKBC, and this is Roadrunner with Susan Cahill.
Culture shock. Anyone who has spent more than a day or two in another country has experienced some degree of it. That disorientation you experience when you're in an unfamiliar culture. If you haven't yet spent time in another country, experts say it can help to be aware, before you go, of the kinds of feelings you might experience as a result of culture shock. Well, today's program is going to help you do just that. When you're traveling or living in a new culture, everything is unfamiliar to you. The way the food smells and tastes. The weather. How people act socially. The daily customs. In other words, everything you're used to suddenly seems so different. Even if you're traveling on business, you may discover that the rules you've been familiar with are not the same. For example, what you can talk about during a business lunch, or how to address a manager. At first, it's fascinating, and you enjoy all the new sights and sounds. Berat Yildiz, an exchange student from Istanbul, Turkey, who has spent 2 years studying in London, knows culture shock firsthand, and we spoke with him earlier today. Let's listen as Berat describes what it was like during his first month here.
I was really excited to be in London. It had long been a dream of mine to study here, and it had finally come true. I mean, this is such a famous place. There were so many things to do, and people were really nice. I just felt like I was in heaven. Everything was interesting to me, even ridiculous things like counting out money when I had to pay for things. I felt like a kid. I had to ask for help all the time because I couldn't tell the coins apart. And the most disorienting thing was the traffic. In Turkey, we drive on the right, but as everyone knows, drivers in London drive on the left. So I had to be extra careful when I crossed the street. But it was all fun and new. I really loved being here.
Sociologists say culture shock has four stages to it, and they call what Berat is describing the honeymoon stage. Like newlyweds on a honeymoon, everything seems great. But it doesn't last forever. After a while, the new culture becomes a bit overwhelming, and you start wishing you were back at home again, where everything is comfortable and familiar. Listen as Berat describes what came next.
After a couple of months, things seemed to change for me. The London weather started to really get to me. It seemed like it was cold and raining all the time. For someone like me, from Turkey where it's warm and sunny, well, I felt like a fish out of water. It was hard to take, and I was finding it difficult to make friends. British people seemed a bit cold to me, which is very different from the way people act in my country. The food was also a problem. I got really tired of it and dreamt of the food back home. Thank goodness there are some good Turkish restaurants in London.
Here Berat was experiencing what experts call the frustration stage of culture shock. You start to feel negative about the new culture, and everything about your own culture, which right now is very far away, seems wonderful. Listen as Berat continues.
After a while, everything about London began to really get to me. It was bad enough that Londoners seemed so formal all the time, but even worse, they were constantly apologizing, always saying sorry. It really seemed insincere to me, and it got on my nerves. I felt really homesick. I missed my family and friends back home, so I would call them and complain about my life in London. I also just felt sad a lot of the time, though I wasn't really sure why. It was actually affecting my studies. I still had over a year to go, and I really wondered at that time if maybe my decision to come here had been a mistake.
This is the hardest stage of culture shock, what some experts call the depression or distress stage. Some people have strong feelings of sadness or loneliness, even anger, or they don't sleep well. Some actually experience physical symptoms such as headaches. Fortunately, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Bharat describes what came next.
It took about a year for me to get my feet back on the ground again. But by that time, I had gotten used to the weather. I learned that it's all about dressing right. And crossing the street was a piece of cake by then. You just have to remember to look both ways. But most importantly, I made friends in my classes, both Brits and other foreigners like me. What a difference that made. I started to feel like I had a place where I belonged. And I was really able to appreciate some of the things that made British and Turkish culture different. I still prefer Turkish food, but I've come to appreciate what they call a full English breakfast. My cousin Orhan is coming to visit next week, and I'm looking forward to showing him around my adopted city.
In the end, Bharat finally experienced the acceptance stage of culture shock. He learned to appreciate the differences from his own culture and to find his own place in the culture he was living in. Culture shock is something everyone goes through when they travel overseas. The important thing is to be aware of what's happening to you. For those who will be staying in an unfamiliar culture for an extended period of time, we also have these suggestions. Even though you might feel strange, don't avoid people. Get out and be social. Meeting new people can help you manage any negative feelings. Wherever you're staying, take some time to settle in and make it feel like home. Put up your own decorations. Walk around your new neighborhood and get to know it well. Identify some favorite places and visit them often so people get to know you too. Get into the habit of greeting people and get to know the city you're living in. Learn about its history and culture. I'm Susan Cahill, and good night.